Republicans in the U.S. Congress have come out strongly against President Obama's plan to close down the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. The proposal would transfer some of the detainees overseas and others to prisons in the United States. But the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said Congress would block the plan as it was illegal.
Congress acted over and over and over again in a bipartisan way to reject the president's desire to transfer a dangerous terrorist to communities here in the United States. And his attorney general recently confirmed that it is illegal, for the president to transfer any of these terrorists into the United States.
Republican presidential hopefuls in the United States face a key contest shortly in Nevada. The frontrunner, Donald Trump, is seeking to extend his lead over his four remaining rivals. Nevada, with its substantial Hispanic population, has taken on extra significance in a contest marked by anti-immigration rhetoric. The UN has warned the closure of borders to migrants trying to reach northern Europe has caused chaos and confusion, leaving thousands stranded in Greece. In recent days, Slovenia, Macedonia and Austria have all imposed restrictions. Speaking on a visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, the head of the UN Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, urged countries to let migrants pass through.
Really, I find that to close the border, to manage them very tightly, let's put it that way, in the absence of legal alternatives, of safe alternatives for refugees, will increase chaos and most likely will increase irregular movements that put people at risk and create disorder in the countries that receive migrants and refugees.
The former president of a Brazilian mining consortium has been charged with murder after an investigation found that the San Marco company responsible for a dam burst last year that killed 19 people. From Sao Paulo, Daniel Gallas.
The police of Minas Gerais state presented today the first official in-depth report into the worst mining disaster in Brazil's history. Authorities are asking for the arrest of a contractor and six executives of the Samarco mining company. Authorities say the executives are to blame for the deaths of 19 people. According to the report, the company's dam burst due to excess of water in the reservoir, lack of monitoring, faulty equipment, and a failure in the draining system.
The president of Peru, Ollanta Humala, has denied that he received bribes from a Brazilian construction company at the heart of a huge corruption scandal. Mr. Humala said he had not taken bribes from Odebrecht, which is accused of leading a price-fixing scheme to overcharge the Brazilian state oil company Petrobras. Odebrecht won several large contracts in Peru in the past decade. World News from the BBC. Health authorities in the United States are investigating 14 new cases of Zika virus which may have been sexually transmitted. They all involve men who had gone to areas affected by Zika, which has been linked to a rise in birth defects in Brazil. Some of the new cases involve pregnant women. As the counting of votes continues in Bolivia's referendum, the gap has narrowed between those voting for and against allowing President Evo Morales to seek a fourth term in office. With more than 90% of the votes counted, the difference is now just 5 percentage points. A prominent Russian opposition politician has published a detailed report arguing that the leader of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, has become a national security threat and should be removed. Ilya Yashin said Mr. Kadyrov, who was appointed by President Putin, has created his own Islamic State that may one day turn on Russia.
The main task of my report is to draw the attention of Russian society to what's happening and to demand the immediate resignation of Ramzan Kadyrov as Chechen leader. Vladimir Putin has placed a time bomb in the North Caucasus that could explode and turn into a third Chechen war.
The Chechen leader has dismissed the report. There have been further disturbances at a South African university which has temporarily closed because of a dispute over cleaning staff. Students at Free State University damaged property, including a statue of an apartheid-era politician. On Monday, white spectators clashed with black protesters who disrupted a university rugby match. The US-based chocolate maker Mars says it's recalling millions of chocolate bars from 55 countries after bits of plastic were found in a mini Snickers. It said the items being recalled were made in the Netherlands and included Mars, Snickers and Milky Way bars. The company said it sincerely apologized to customers. BBC News.